How to learn English with social media. How much time do you spend on social networks? Why not take advantage of this to learn a language? Here are some ideas on how to use social networking sites to improve your language skills.
Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook in 2004 to help university students connect with each other. These days, Facebook brings together millions of people from all over the world. To improve your English, you could join a Facebook group on a topic that you're interested in, such as your favorite TV show or a football team, or a hobby you do in your free time. Then, you could practice your reading and writing skills by reading posts and commenting on them.
YouTube. YouTube lets you share long videos. English teachers often upload video lessons on topics you could be interested in, such as pronunciation. There are also lots of songs in English that you can sing along to, some complete with the lyrics. Or you could watch clips in English from your favorite TV series or films, which is great for your listening skills.
Instagram. Instagram lets you edit and share photos and up to 60 seconds of video. Although it's mostly based on photos and videos, people sometimes write short captions for their pictures, and the videos often have audio, so they're great for your reading and listening skills. There are lots of famous people on Instagram, such as Bruno Mars, Snoop Dogg, Jessica Alba, Cristiano Ronaldo, and even Pope Francis, who has over 400 million followers.
Snapchat. With Snapchat, everything you share is only online for 24 hours. This means that you can post pictures and videos of your everyday life, and they'll disappear the next day. You could follow famous people who write in English. Model Gigi Hadid regularly posts about her photo shoots from around the world. Rihanna, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, and Meghan Trainor are also Snapchat users. However, try following a mixture of British and American speakers so that you get used to both accents.
Twitter. With Twitter, each tweet can only be a maximum of 140 characters, so the messages are short. This is great for your English, as they're easier to understand, but still full of useful language. Sign up to a news site such as The Guardian, The New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, or the BBC, so you can stay up to date and improve your English. Or follow famous people on Twitter, so you can find out what they're up to.
WhatsApp. WhatsApp became part of the Facebook family in 2014. This useful app lets you message your friends, create groups, and share pictures, among many other things. WhatsApp could be great for your English too. If you write messages in English, the autocorrect feature helps you learn from your spelling mistakes. And there are lots of public chat groups that you can join. Simply pick a category: education, entertainment, health, music, sports, technology, travel, among many others, and join a group. But remember, you have to give your phone number to people you don't know. So maybe think before you join.
Goodreads. Goodreads is a social network for people who love reading. It's like a personal online library where you can classify your books according to the ones you've read, the ones you're reading, and the ones you want to read. Read suggestions on English books to improve your reading skills, or practice writing by posting your own book review.
Tumblr. Tumblr is a social network for blogs. You can design your own blog and share your thoughts, pictures, videos, quotes, and audio files. Or follow other blogs and get updates every time there's a new post and comment on them too. There are lots of different categories and thousands of blogs to choose from, such as a well-traveled woman's Tumblr, which has quotes, music, and photography on travel, or Move to Britain, which is full of photos of towns and cities in the UK and the English countryside that you can read about or comment on.
Yelp. Feeling hungry, but you don't know where to eat? Want to go out with your friends, but aren't sure which bar to choose? Yelp can tell you where the closest open restaurants or bars are, and allows you to check out photos and read reviews by people who have already been there. To improve your English, you could read the comments or practice writing reviews. Don't worry about making mistakes. Even native English speakers make mistakes when writing on social media. Just try to write a short, simple review to build up your confidence.
Get social networking and really improve your English.